Blog Talk Radio.
Downfall. I love it.
Anything starchy and potatoes, I love it. Please don't have sweet potato biscuits in front of me. I love it. And as you can tell from this curvaceous figure your girl has, she loves her starches. You can do anything in moderation, okay? And you set your lifestyle, not diet. You set your eating lifestyle according to the goals that you can keep and you can maintain, all right? So that's what you want to do. So here we go. Again, the Mediterranean diet. You can also find this via Google and on YouTube. They have lots of, my gosh, so much information on YouTube about eating healthy and what you can take, and along with the African-American Vegan Starter for those of you who want to start on a healthier journey, okay? So we're still waiting for Warren to get in, but, you know, as always, I'm a chronic disease educator, so I know what I'm talking about, so I can always get the conversation started. And I'm going to sit these down right here and have a sip of my tea, because this is who she is. Mm-hmm. And today's topic is about your gut and what you can do. When people say they have bubble guts or their stomach's talking to them or they're bloated, they're gassy, what do all of those things mean? And, you know, I had an awesome conversation with some holistic specialists that I team up with all the time because I am not the smartest person. I keep telling you guys, stop calling. I can't answer you during here. Send me your question and I'll answer it. I promise I'll get to it. But I'm glad you're excited. Thank you so much for all of these emails and comments. And, wow, I love it. Share later if you can't share now. We've got listeners. Oh, and let me say thank you before we get started. Thank you to all that are paying attention to us and listening to us. I don't do this because I don't have anything else to do. I'm trying to educate and get my community healthy. So all on social media, Twitter, VMO, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, of course, Facebook, and those who are sharing it, I really appreciate your support. Shout out to all of you. And don't forget to get your Valentine's Day gifts. Check out our new business venture, VR Walton Consultant. And you can always get in contact with us, 301-442-5105. So if you see me squinting, and I saw someone say, Vicki, why are you squinting? I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see because I'm trying to be cute. So if I'm squinting, you're just going to have to deal with it like I am. But I can still read most of your questions, and we'll get to it, okay? So we are excited again to have a conversation about your stomach and about your health. Let me bring everybody back on. So I may have to put my glasses on. So we're going to have a conversation about that. And you know what? Trying to be cute ain't getting the job done because I can't see. So we're going to put them on for a minute. Sorry to my producer. And again, we're waiting on Warren to come into the studio. So when he gets in, we will definitely bring him on screen. Warren is a guru when it comes to this. But let's talk about your gut, and let's talk about what the problems can be, okay? Always with the questions, I got it. I am listening, and we'll go over them. Give me a minute. Let's talk about what can cause your stomach to be upset. Oh, you can't locate my page. I don't know why people are saying they can't locate my page, and I don't know why, because we're right here. And I've got my sister Ramonda up there, so if my sister Ramonda's up there, who I may bring on the screen, then everybody else should follow suit and not have a problem with this. But so your stomach can be problems caused by so many things. But we know one of the main topics of stomach issues come from dairy, your teas, your milk, your ice creams, believe it or not, sometimes yogurt. Our body was not meant to digest dairy. So for that, we have problems. You hear people say they're lactose intolerant. You're not lactose intolerant. You're just not supposed to drink milk or have those things in your body. Your body is telling you, get it out. I can't take it. It doesn't belong in here. So why are you putting it in here? So that's one of the things that you need to pay attention to is when your body is telling you, I don't need it, I don't want it, please stop giving it to me. What are you doing, and why are you doing it? So I know a lot of you, I'm reading the comments, yes, I can't stand, my producer's on, I can't stand having those problems after I have ice cream. It immediately evacuate out of my body, which normally happens when you have dairy products or when you give your child too much, you see it come out as eczema or rashing or very mucus and very congested. At a time where we are fighting all of these health disparities and trying to build our immune system up, the last thing we need to be doing is putting more into our body that can't take it. And a lot of times, dairy is one of those things that your body cannot accommodate. So please stop putting it in your body and allow your body to have time to adjust off of milk onto, yes, almond milk you can have. Yes, oatmeal milk you can have. Those things your body, most of our bodies, can accommodate. But pure lactose and whole percent milk, we can't. So let's bring Warren on. Hi, Warren. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. We were waiting on you in the room, so I'm just going to bring you on this way.
I didn't get your text.
Okay.
Well, I didn't get your link.
Okay. So we'll bring you on this way. We were going over all of the issues that we're having when it comes to dairy products. And, you know, Warren stated that he found his cancer link through dairy products. Am I correct, Warren?
Yeah, well, it's not natural. It's not a natural food.
Right.
You know, there's no reason for you the hormones and the all of the other things that the mother has to give a child.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want in your adult body.
Right.
In fact, nature weans you off when your mother stopped lactating when you were a baby.
So yet we want to still drink it.
So you're still drinking it. Or using any dairy product.
Mm-hmm.
Because cheese is just condensed milk. So it's going to have all of the hormones. It'll have growth hormones. It'll have a whole lot of hormones.
Mm-hmm.
and instructions for the body that you really don't want.
And that's one thing that we talked about before, all the contents that are in milk. You would be surprised to find out exactly what is in the milk that you're drinking. And if you were to really read the details on the back of the container, it's quite disgusting. I mean, there's fecal matter in there, there's pus in there. Even if I were to still drink milk, and I don't, I would find those things very disturbing. But Warren can definitely comment and confirm what's on the inside of the milk. Warren, would you please give them your credentials?
Well, I'm a retired food inspector. Actually, I went from a food inspector. I then was elevated to the administration, and we were directed to the Food Safety Inspection Service in Washington,
mm-hmm.
where we were responsible for determining what was in your food and the standard of identity. What is this food or what is it? Just everything that's edible is not food.
So explain that. What do you mean everything is
edible is not food? Food to me is something that has a nutritional value. Some things are edible, like chitlins, for instance, but it has no nutritional value. So it's not giving your body the nutrients the nutrients that you need,
mm-hmm.
and that's what food is for.
Right.
The food is not for comfort, or it could be for comfort, but it's not the primary thing for food.
Right.
Food is for supplying nutrients to your body, and when we talk about that, we're talking about, and if you're talking about the gut, how food gets into the body. Remember that the immune system and the gut live in the same place in your body. So whatever you're eating determines how your immune system functions. And if you consume things that damage your immune system, your digestive system, you might be just damaging your immune system, like antibiotics. Antibiotics and most things, antibiotics kill cells, your cells, the cow's cells, it's just killing cells. Mm-hmm. And when they kill the cell, it doesn't know what the cell's function was. It might be part of the immune system.
Yeah. Okay.
It might have any kind of function.
Wow. Warren, we have so many questions. This is so awesome. I need you to do me a favor one more time and check your message or text messages, and let's see if we can link you in that way, because I love seeing you on screen, love hearing you, but I love seeing you as well. So as Warren just explained, and I'm going to take these glasses off. Sorry for the glare, everyone, but I'm blind without my trifocals. But as Warren just explained, you know, there's so many different layers when it comes to dairy and our bodies. So, yes, dairy can make your body, give your body more mucus. It can cause you more congestion. It can definitely cause eczema, as we've learned. It can definitely cause you to be sluggish and slowish. And it can also, as I call it, a weight loss program. To me, a weight loss program, an overnight weight loss program, is when you spend the night in the bathroom because your body is telling you that you did not need it. So you have your body expelling everything from the upper to the lower. Sorry, people, you've got a long digestive tract, and it may take 24 hours to clean out. And in those 24 hours, you know, you're forgetting that how long your intestines are, and that's what it's doing. It's trying to really reset itself. I've learned that so many times through my chemotherapies. My body didn't like anything. And even now, there are just certain things my body does not tolerate. And I try to be mindful of those things now. Greasy foods, fried foods. My body doesn't like fried foods. My body doesn't like meat. So, you know, again, trying to be mindful of those things, of what my triggers are. But one thing I've also learned, and you can get, make sure you have your pen and paper. Everybody have pen and paper? Do you know what else is a friend to your stomach during one of those episodes where you're having a weight loss program? Charcoal. Live charcoal is a great resource for an upset stomach or a bloated stomach or a gassy stomach or weight loss program. Live charcoal. Ginger is another great resource for an upset stomach. And you can also add a little lemon in there to help you out as well. So there are all kind of natural remedies, and I believe in doing things naturally, because to me, for every pill you take, there's a side effect, right? So we want to make sure that we are giving our body what it needs, but we also don't want to damage it in the process. So if it needs to clear out, it's trying to get something out of the way. Am I right in that, Warren? Magnesium,
yeah,
yes, Tammy.
Of course. In fact, doing everything natural is the way your body likes.
Right, right.
You don't want synthetics or other kind of material to be in your body.
Mm-hmm. But you want to be careful with taking that magnesium. Now, magnesium is good for the stomach, but it will also clear you out. It's another great weight loss program, right? So you want to be careful. You want to always test a little bit to see how your body is going to react. And then according to how your body reacts, you make adjustments, all right? But always drink water. That should be your go-to. Anything in your body is acting up, flush it out with water. Water, all natural water. Flush it out, because sometimes your body is saying, I'm dehydrated. Yes, Gatorade, yes, Powerade, but the best thing you can give your body a lot of times is water. So make sure that you're drinking a lot. No Red Bull. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I do not co-sign on Red Bull. I'm sorry, I don't. I believe in giving your body natural energy. Wheatgrass, is a natural energy. Don't take it after 6 o'clock because wheatgrass will have you up until the weekend. All right, peanuts, walnuts, almonds. Add some raisins and maybe some dark chocolate. Dark chocolate only. All right, those are some ways you can naturally boost yourself up. And believe it or not, sometimes going outside and just inhaling and letting the sun give you some kisses and exhaling, sometimes that gives you an energy boost that you need. Sometimes you're stressed and you need to just walk away and come back into the room. And you know what else is a great energy booster? Citrus. Smelling citrus. Your oranges, your lemon, citrus. Your oranges and lemons also are great for your skin. If you have dark blotches on your skin, the acid in lemons and the acid in limes, okay, will eat the dead skin off your face, off your elbows, off your knees, off your ankles, some of you, your neck. It is a natural skin lightener, okay? You don't need bleach. You just need some acid, which is lemon, limes. Those that are in that family will help you out. Chomp them up. Get a lemon, slice it, smush it up in your hands, make a tea with it. When you get finished with juicing it in your tea, take it, rub it on your face, rub it on your elbows, your neck, your knees, your ankles, wherever those dark spots are, and you've got a natural lightener. Leave it on there. I often do it for 10 to 15 minutes, and then I rinse it off. Sometimes I use honey water. Sometimes I don't. It depends on what my mood is. But those are some natural things that you can do. And a lemon you can digest, and it will assist you with your stomach. Okay? So, Warren, what do you say about that?
Using citrus or vitamin C?
Yes.
I think vitamin C is a must-have in your diet.
Yes.
Because what you're saying, vitamin C is anti-aging, actually.
Yes, 10 to 15 minutes of sunshine is what we're also reading. So, okay.
Vitamin D.
Okay,
vitamin
I'm sorry.
D.
My producer's going to kill me, but I have to put my glasses on for a second. I'm not going to take them off because I can't see a lick. She is blind. So, lemon, not too much due to acid. Well, that's what we said, Tammy. You want to limit your lemon. So you don't want it on there overnight. You don't want it on there for more than 10 to 15 minutes. But the lemon will help you with your skin. So, Warren, I don't know if I'm going to see your face today, but I want to. So for those of you who are tuning in, you're listening to Victoria and Russell Walton on the IITG Seasoned Sister Speak, a.k.a. your girl is called Maryland's Big Diva for a reason. And I've got my man Warren Green. He's on the line, and we're trying to get him on screen. So the minute he is up there, we will bring him on. But we're excited about the topic today, which is dealing with your gut. So oftentimes dealing with your gut, you're not for sure what caused it. So another, I don't want to say trick, but another exercise that you can do is having a food journal. Sometimes you can say, wow, this started 2 days ago. What did I eat 2 days ago? If you're experiencing those problems, Warren taught me to have a food journal. And if you have a food journal, I got that from you, Loren. If you have a food journal, what you can do is look back in that food journal and say, oh, on Tuesday I had apple juice, and I had a salad with, oh, I tried granola, and I tried this. It will kind of give you a segue on what in the world did I eat and a way of looking at what was it, because a lot of times we may not remember, and or you could say, wait a minute, hold it. I haven't had any nutrients in 2 or 3 days. I haven't had any greens. I haven't had any fruit. I've not really drunk water. You've got to drink your water, and you have to stay hydrated during these winter months, okay? This is when your skin dries out. So your skin is looking for ways to replenish itself. Coconut oil is another great way of replenishing your skin. So you've got to, again, what Warren said, you want to live to eat, not eat to live. If the only thing you're eating is junk food, then that's what you are. You're a body full of junk food walking around. And remember, if you've not if you've not drunk, if you've not had enough water, enough fluids in your body, your waste in your body is just sitting there festering. It can't move until you give it something to help it move, okay? It's like a choo-choo train. Choo-choo train can't get pushed down if there's nothing pushing it down. Okay, and water and fluids help it push down. You wonder why you're walking around looking pregnant and you're offended when people ask you when the baby is due? Well, you can't be offended when you've not assisted your stomach with getting that waste out. So if you want to have a flat stomach by the summertime, sugar, you got to start now. And those things, and you can buy the waist trainers to wrap your stomach up, to impress that guy. But when you get home and you take that waist trainer on, that gut just going to fall out. So what have you really done? You've kind of catfished them, right? So instead of wasting your money on that, why don't you go buy some water, get some saran wrap, some olive oil, some vinegar, take that olive oil and that vinegar, put it in a shaker bottle or a squeezy bottle, squeezy that on your cellulite, wrap yourself up in some cellophane and walk or dance in front of the TV. I believe in 30 days, sugar, you'll see a difference. What does that have to do with your stomach? You know that the fat sitting there, all of that kind of helps each other allow you to be not healthy, not be the best you can be, okay? And it also allows the, believe it or not, worms and parasites sit there. But once you get your stomach under control and losing weight is a part of your stomach being in control, that is something that we can do to kind of offset you having a healthier you, right? So these are just things that I know for a fact. I wouldn't tell you anything that I don't know about. But these are things that you can do to be a healthier you. And having the olive oil with the vinegar, spray bottle, you get a spray bottle from now the dollar plus 25 cent store. Spray it on your bottle at body and wrap it in saran wrap. Do that for 20, 30 minutes a day. You will see a difference. Losing weight will help your stomach and will help you feel better. You won't feel as sluggish. You won't feel as tired. Your skin will start to glow. The breakouts will happen not so much. Yeah, turn, turn, go, go. And these things all help you with being healthy and whole. Warren, are you still there?
Yes.
All right, need you to chime in. Were you able to get the link?
Did you send it to my new or old email?
It's in your text message. So Warren can attest for those things because, believe it or not, when you buy a steak, you're not just eating a steak. You're eating hormones. You are eating parasites. You are eating worms. You are eating pus. You are eating fecal matter. I've even seen meat that has been cut up for hours that's still moving around. That's what you're eating. I'm not saying don't eat it. That's up to you. What I'm seeing is you need to be selective in your body. If you're giving your body nothing but meat, fried things, raw food, raw this, fried that, and no fruits and vegetables, you're not helping your body. And your body will tell you when it's had enough junk. Your body will tell you when it's had enough sugar. Your body will tell you when it's had enough of whatever the issues are. Your body will let you know. And then we're gonna talk about salt for a minute. I know nobody. But let's talk about salt. And before we do that, those on our talk blog, thank you for tuning in. We are IITG Season Sister Speak. I'm your host Victoria Russell Walton with Warren Green, and today we're talking about gut health. So we're talking about salt right now. So having too much salt in your body makes your body react in so many different ways. Okay, bloating, aches and pains, mucus, headaches. I think the seniors say my head is swimming. That's because oftentimes there are a lot of salt, and you want to make sure that you are not putting too much salt. Like I have salt in my food, but I don't add a lot of salt to my food. And thank you so much again, Talk Blog. So I don't add that salt to my food because I know there's already so much salt and different things in the meat that we're ingesting that we don't even know about. So think about it. Then you're going to add salt, then you're going to fry it in flour, and then you're going to add seasoning, and then you're going to add low sodium, and then you're going to add salt, paprika, seasoned salt, onion powder, whatever you season with. It's an overload of salt. So you may want to be careful in what you're adding onto your food because you're already ingesting so much. And if you are going to ingest, make sure that while you're ingesting it, you drink warm water. I learned that from Ramunda, and I learned that from Warren. If you give your body something cold to eat while you're eating, then everything is going to clog up. Think about it. If you're putting something hot down a pipe, and then you follow up, if you put grease down a pipe, and then you follow up with a cold beverage, it's all going to clog up in clunks, and it's going to adhere to the sides of the wall. That's where you get all that congestion at. But drinking something as simple as warm water, not sitting there after you eat, be active after you eat. And even if you want to do bend and stretch in the chair and bend down and touch your toes in the chair, all of those things will help you be whole and healthy and not feel bloated after your dinner, lunch, breakfast, whatever you're eating, not feel tired, not feel sluggish, not feel exhausted. All of these things will help. And yes, I am going to get to your questions because I see that we're already halfway through. So some of the questions that you have are, so Vicki, you mentioned dairy products. My son can't drink milk, but he loves to drink it. All right, I'm going to pull my glasses off to you. Your son can't drink milk. You're still allowing him to drink milk, even though his body is telling you it can't tolerate the milk. Okay, so what you need to do, you ready? Get your pen and paper. Don't let him drink the milk. Okay? There's other milks out there. There's almond milk, and you can add chocolate to almond, dark chocolate. There's oatmeal milk out there. There's so many different other types of milk that you can try to see what your baby can tolerate. But if the body is rejecting it, it's telling you, I can't take this, all right? And it's telling you, I don't want it. Even though the baby may want it, he can't have it. I bet you anything, he also has eczema, right? Just let me know if I'm right. I know I'm right because a lot of times those things go hand in hand. He can't tolerate it. For a perfect example, if your son was about to run into traffic, would you say, oh, but he likes to play with the red cars? Or would you say, oh, my gosh, son, don't run into traffic. No, you could get hurt. You could get killed that way. I think you would stop him and say, no, son, you can't go play in traffic because you could hurt yourself. All right? A lot of times we have to do and be the adult and the parent and not the friend. I love my son, but I'm not his friend. I'm his mother. And I do what's best for him, even though we call him Bubba attacks. He has his Bubba attacks, and he wants it, and mommy, why not? And it's because I'm trying to keep him safe and whole. And that doesn't mean I don't love him. That means I love him more than, that doesn't mean I don't love him this way. It means I love him more. I love him more because I'm able to stand up to him and say, you can't do that. You can't have that. Now, is he spoiled and did I do it? Yeah. He's the only child I have. What do you think was going to happen? But I love him enough to say, no, you can't have that, David. That's not good for you. Or, no, you can't do that, David. That might hurt you. Or, David, you have to be careful now with the words that he's saying because he's slick with that tongue because you could hurt someone's feelings the way you want to be helped. So sometimes we have to be parents, and we don't want to, and we understand we want to give our children what we didn't have. Well, if you had milk at an early age, I bet you had stomach issues too. So let's make sure that we give our children what they need so they can be whole and healthy and that they are not walking around sick, you know, especially while we're trying to fight off a virus. We're trying to fight off a virus that wants to kill us. And we all know having uncongested mucus aligned in our nostrils and aligned in our body is not good for us. We need to get everything out. So long story short, almond milk, Long story short, oatmeal milk. Don't do it in front of him. Switch it, and I guarantee you, he probably won't even notice, and I guarantee you it may help with the eczema problems that I know he's having. Yes, he does have eczema. How did I know? Yes, he did have eczema. Hey, producer, send me a text message. I can't see. So, question, after cooking fresh veggies, how long is it safe to eat once refrigerated? You know what? That's a great question. So we're not saying don't eat it while it's hot. You can eat it while it's hot. What we're saying is don't follow up with something cold. If you're eating a hot meal, don't sit there and drink a cold Pepsi. You're not supposed to be drinking soda anyway. Follow up with some hot tea, or warm tea, or warm water, or warm lemon water. You don't want to follow up with something cold is what we're saying. Right, Warren?
Yeah, well, room temperature is always the best thing.
Mm-hmm. Room temperature is always the best. So, and you know, try it, and I guarantee you, you will feel better. And just don't try it one time. You have to try things. You have to try things a couple of times to see what works for you. Okay, I'm gonna keep my hands down. So, and Warren. So the next question is, I love salt. I know you said don't add salt. Hey, sis, but I love salt. Look, let me tell you something. When I was younger, I used to drive fast. I didn't see anything wrong with it until I was driving fast, and I didn't hit someone, but someone hit me driving fast, and he read a red light. Once you learn something not good for you, like driving fast, it kind of alters you to think, well, maybe I shouldn't drive fast. If you want to keep adding salt to your diet, that is completely up to you. But I guarantee you you're bloated. I guarantee you that you're swollen. I guarantee you that oftentimes you have headaches. I guarantee you that you might be a little bit on the sickalicious side. And it's up to you when you want to make a change. See, the one thing I love about what Warren and I and Ramunda and all of us health and wellness holistic practitioners do, we don't have to beg you. Two things will happen, according to my mother, Daisy Mae. It's going to be a yes or a no. I'm not begging you to eat better. Your body is. Your body is screaming help. Your body is screaming, oh, no. Your body is screaming, what do I do? So your body is telling you, I can't take this. That's what your body is saying. So, you know, when we know better, we do better. But it's just like a smoker. You can't make a person that's smoking stop smoking. They have to want to stop. And evidently, you don't want to stop because the last thing I'm going to do, sugar, is beg you. I don't have to beg, borrow, or steal to get you to be healthy. But when you're falling out and your skin's messed up and you're in the hospital and you can't breathe and you don't know what's wrong, that's when we normally get the calls about, Vicki, what did you say to do? In April of 2018, when you were talking about, we get those kind of phone calls. So I'm telling you these things because I want you to live, and I don't want you to just live. We want you to live whole and healthy. So, Warren, let's talk to him about blood, about your gut. So tell us what else we need to hear about your gut.
You always want to do fiber. Fiber is soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. Mm-hmm. Your body needs both. You always want that because it kind of reams out all of the bad things that you put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use psyllium husk, but there are one of the brands, Metamucil, is psyllium husk. It's a nice thing, and their advertisements are absolutely right. You drink it, you're going to feel better because it's going to take away all of the that you might, and
mm-hmm.
maybe we can get into fats and fatty acids in another program.
Okay.
But that's what it kind of corrects all of the ills that you do to your body.
Yeah.
I would recommend that you do, and fake food is food that doesn't have four. When you look on your nutrition facts in the back of the label,
mm-hmm.
anything that you buy, you want to see what you're buying, want to read what you're buying, and you'll look at nutrition facts. Two of the most important things you'll see in the nutrition facts are soluble is fat and dietary fiber. That is the key. if you look at, and if you're trying to lose weight, here's a little secret. If the diet, if you make sure that your dietary fiber intake is more than your fat intake, you must lose weight.
Okay. Yeah, you must lose weight. And we all know that.
Read the label.
Mm-hmm.
Read the label.
Read the label. That's one thing we don't do, Warren. You know, we just kind of pick up and go. And another little factor, but before I mention the factor, we have a question. And Rosa asks, should cooked vegetables be discarded after 3 or maybe 2 days after eating it? Well, they should be gone, Rosa, after 3 days. You should be eating a healthy amount of vegetables. But 2 or 3 days, Warren, it depends on the vegetable, correct?
Yeah, it depends upon how you preserve it.
Yeah.
You put it in a nice style of packaging and put it in, and refrigerate it, it'll last a week.
It'll last a week. Or break it down, Rosa, and put it in containers and put it in your freezer. And that way you'll have small amounts that you can eat whenever you're ready.
It'll last a year.
Yeah, it'll last a while. So, but that's a great question because when we talk about health, we're here on this show to ask those questions. So there's no stupid questions. There's no questions. There's no questions that are off limits. And if I don't know, that's why we are waiting to, that's why we're waiting for Warren to get online, because what I don't know, I'm surrounded by people who do know. And that's what I love about my community and my squad. I'm not the smartest sugar in the squad. I am on the totem pole very low, but that's why I surround myself about people who know more than I know. So, Warren, let's talk about that fake sodium list, that it, when it says low sodium or low sugar or no sugar. You have to be very mindful of those items, because mostly everything has sugar in it. And if it says no sugar, 9 times out of 10, there's another type of sugar in there. It's a fake sugar or it's a fructose, but you need to be...
it'll be another kind of sweetener.
Right, sweetener. Right.
If it's not sugar, and that's what you want, is sugar,
mm-hmm.
not high fructose corn syrup or saccharin, or I don't like any of the artificial.
Right. But that's what you have to be mindful of. So just because it says no sugar or low sodium or no salt, you have to really read the ingredients well to make sure that it doesn't have that in there. I guarantee you it does. It's just another form of it. And again, eating something off-brand could also be the trigger point for your stomach being upset and bloated and you being on a quote-unquote 24-hour weight loss program, all right? I like to lose weight, but I don't like to lose weight being up all night on a 24-hour program, okay? So you want to be mindful of those things. And let's talk about exercise.
What kind of program?
I call, whenever you have diarrhea or an upset stomach, I call that a 24-hour weight loss program. Because normally that's 24 hours, and you have lost a lot of weight, but you've lost a lot of nutrients as well.
You know, water is, a gallon of water, of course, it weighs 8 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you should at least drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
At least. Your body needs that. So that's 8 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, most of these lose weight quick things, or you're losing that water.
Right.
So you stop drinking water or as much water as you need. And you'll lose 4 pounds if you don't drink. If you don't drink 4 pounds, if you don't drink half of the water you need, you'll lose 4 pounds tomorrow.
Wow. Did you guys hear that? Say that one more time, Warren, for them.
Yeah, if you don't drink half of the water that you need, you'll gain. And it's tricky. Here's what happens. As your body thinks you're not drinking enough water,
mm-hmm.
then it'll go into a mold where any water you drink, it'll preserve.
Right. Right.
Which will make you gain weight.
Exactly. And that's the part that we don't realize, when we don't give our body what it needs, and I'm a victim of that. It will store the fat. It will store the water, thinking there's a desert going on and we need to put this away for a rainy day.
Right. So it'll start storing it, which defeats what you're trying to do.
Right. And you don't have to drink a gallon. Start small. You know, Warren is someone, too, that doesn't like to drink water. So he adds lemon and flavors to his water, correct?
Right. I've been drinking a lot of water lately because I got shingles.
Yeah. Well, you can add flavor to your water. You can add lemon to your water. You can add berries to your water, cucumbers to your water. All right, so you can add things to your water. And what I find, for those of you who don't like to drink water, use a straw. You'll drink water so much faster when you're drinking it with a straw, okay? And if it helps, use a silly straw. But a lot of times, just using a straw will help you drink faster and help you intake more water. That's one of the tricks I use with David. So David loves to drink water often, but there's those days when we have to do some things. He calls it adding color. We have to do some things to add a little bit more flavor to his water, so he'll drink it. So whatever to get the kids and you to drink, go to the dollar plus 25 cent store and get you some straws or some silly straws, and I guarantee you it will help you drink water faster, and you'll see that you'll drink more water using a straw. So try that and let me know how it works for you. So we've got another question. Oh, this is a good question. You mentioned exercise. How much exercise should I do, and how soon will I see the results? Well, that's up to you, but the rule of thumb is 30 minutes a day, which is nothing. If you watch TV, watch, you know, your favorite TV show, just exercise or dance while you're watching your favorite TV show, and you will waste an hour, you will waste 30 minutes just doing that. But you've got to exercise to give your body that energy and burn those calories off. Remember, a body not in motion sitting on the couch is just a slumped up body. You have to give your body what it needs so that you can be whole and healthy. Am I right, Warren?
Right. Well, by what it needs, it should be what it wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the body wants these nutrients.
Yeah.
And then sometime you and it'll give you the message of craving.
Mm-hmm.
If it needs a certain nutrient, like sodium, because your body needs some sodium, it'll tell you to eat the sodium that you've been
missing.
It knows you eat.
Right.
So if it wants sodium from you,
mm-hmm.
it'll make you want a potato chip.
Yeah.
Or crave. That's what cravings are, because your body is nutritionally deficient.
Right. Right. And that leads into the next question. It says, what's the easiest way to cut back on sugar when sugar is something I eat every day? So let me tell you what a little trick that I learned. Raisins. Raisins and eating them slowly, or sometimes cutting up fruit, because fruit is a natural sugar, will help you with your cravings. Right, Warren?
Well, yeah, depending upon how your willpower is,
mm-hmm.
actually, if you go 4 weeks without using any sugar,
yeah, you could break it.
You could just break the habit.
Yeah.
I'm not a big advocate of doing it gradually or doing substitutes. I think we should try to just break it, particularly if it's causing a negative situation with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
but it's just sugar. So what could be the problem with sugar?
Well,
and if you the problem, then you have to stop.
Right. And sugar leads to so many other health disparities, like, you know, let's not even talk about diabetes. That's the first one. But weight gain, stress. A lot of times we're eating because we're nervous and we're stressed. And sugar is one of those triggers when we're nervous and we're stressed, depressed, sad, all of those things, worried, especially in the time that we're living in right now. So maybe your body is saying, I need something to offset how I feel. If that's the case, if you turn on your favorite dancing music and you get up and you just dance, let me tell you something. My husband and David will tell you, I'll tell them in a minute, or David will say, Mommy, let's dance, or I'll turn the music on and he'll come over and dance with me. A lot of times when you get finished dancing, you'll feel so much better. You've forgotten about your cravings. You've forgotten about your stress for the moment, and it just gives you a good feeling to help you get through. So I applaud those who are trying to do better and be better, because it takes a lot. It is challenging, especially when you're used to eating chocolate, when you're used to eating sugars, when you're used to eating fried chicken. You know, I know someone that eats fried chicken every day, and they can no longer do that, not because I said so, but because their body said so. Their body said, I can't take this through hypertension numbers. The body said, I can't take this through sugar. The body has said, I can't take this because they're overweight. So your body is telling you when it does not want and need something, and when it needs something nutrition. Like, have you ever said, oh, my gosh, I need some water, or I need some. My body always says, I need something greeny. It's like, what in the world? I need something greeny. So I try to make sure it has what it needs. Not all the time. Now, I'm not perfect. I'm not 100%. No. If you drive up to my car van one day, you may see me popping some dark chocolate M&Ms, or you may see me drinking the ginger ale, because, you know, ginger ale, according to the old folks, cure everything, right? You may see me fall short, but I guarantee you my failure, the next day I pick myself back up. So don't beat yourself up. We have those moments where we need a ginger ale, you know, because that was my mama's go-to. That and some vinegar. You know, you can't tell me anything about vinegar. Vinegar is my safe haven. So you when you fail, give yourself the opportunity to fix it. Give yourself the opportunity to fix it, and give yourself the opportunity to make sure you're giving your body what it needs. I cannot believe we only have 8 minutes left, and I've answered most of your questions. I think they were all kind of combination questions. That's why I answered it the way I did. Hey, Warren, in the last 8 minutes, tell them how to get in contact with you and give them a word of advice.
Well, I'm on Facebook probably exclusively now. And you mentioned diabetes. Well, mm-hmm. And there's two kinds. One that you get from birth, because, and that's from your DNA, you're going to get that. Mm-hmm. And then there's type two, which you get from your lifestyle. And I look at it as in your fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
And because your body has problems digesting it, fatty acids are primarily the cause of diabetes type 2 and, well, type 2. And we'll get into why that is in another segment.
Mm-hmm.
Get in touch with me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Warren Green. And there's my tip.
Okay. That's how you get in contact with them. So, there's his tip. That's how you get in contact with him. I always appreciate Warren being on with me.
I'm sorry that you were doing things through your phone. I usually use my laptop, so my phone is kind of...
It's okay. So you don't get to see Warren today, but you certainly heard the message, which was a great message. And then, you know, let me give you my 2 cents. I'm Victorian Russell Walton, a.k.a. Maryland's Big Diva. Let me tell you something. I got that name because I was a big diva. I was 24 at one point in time. I was a thick madame, if you will. And, you know, we had to have some life changes. And my biggest problem was sugar and also bread. Sweet potato biscuits was my best friend. But what I learned to do, and 7-layer chocolate, German chocolate cake, oh, my goodness. But what I learned to do is eat in moderation. You know, instead of eating all 12 or 24 biscuits my mama used to make for us, and now I make for myself, you eat one or two, and you put the rest of them in the freezer, and you wrap them individually, or you can wrap them by fours, however you want to do it, so that when you heat You're not heating up 12 or 24. You're just eating up and heating up enough for you and your family, and that way you won't be tempted to overeat. Also, adding butter and adding sugar and the, you know, I used to make my sweet potato biscuits with a glaze and crunch up the walnuts on the tops. Walnuts were good, but the glaze was not because it was added sugar. So when you learn to eat healthier and better and not starve yourself of what you want, but choose a better ingredient and choose a better menu for yourself, you learn to love yourself a lot more. And I have more respect for myself now than the way that I used to eat, of course, right? Because now I'm a size 12, 14-ish, you know, and I'm dropping pounds, you know, and that, to me, is amazing. Although she was a bad girl when she was a size 22, 24, she's a bad chick now, a size 12 and 14. You can't tell your girl nothing. But I was that chick before all of that. So I'm just saying whatever size you are, love yourself. And love yourself enough to make adjustments according to your life and according to what will make you a better you. That's the bottom line, because at the end of the day, there's only two people you have to talk to impress, and that's God and yourself, okay? And love yourself enough to make these adjustments, that you're not stretching yourself. Oh, my God, I got to lose weight. No, love yourself enough to say, I've got to get healthy. Not just I have to lose weight. I have to get healthy. I have to get healthy for my children. I have to get healthy for myself. You want healthy to wear that bikini this summer. You can do that. Whatever you need to do, hang it on the refrigerator. So every time you go in the kitchen, you see that two-piece bikini that you can't get in quite yet. All right, and let me tell you something else. Just because they make it in our size, don't do it. Don't do it, okay? All right, I want you to be cute. I want you to be the best you can be. But oftentimes, just because they make it in our size, and that goes for skinny women too, that means you should put it on. That's my tidbit. So we appreciate everyone tuning in on all social media. We thank you, Japan. Konnichiwa. We thank you, Sierra Leone and South Africa, as we say bonjour. We thank everyone for tuning in and listening. And we look forward to being with you next week as we are going to talk to someone about, hey, yes, we're going to talk to someone about your business and what you need to do. He's a guru with that. I can't wait to talk about it. And then the following week, we're going to talk about growing a garden. We're going to give away some seeds. We're going to give away some Lowe's gift cards, and we cannot wait to have you on the show. Oh, we appreciate you, Warren. They're saying thank you. They enjoyed us both. I love it when Warren is with me because, again, having someone smarter than me is the best way to be when you're in a room by yourself. So thank you. Thank you so much, Warren. And thank you, Miss Darla, for allowing him to be on the show. Thank you to my husband for allowing me to come down here and do what I do and for backing me up. And thank you all for listening. Please share. Please like. Please tune in next week and tell everyone what we're out as we look forward to seeing you next week. And we're going to go out. Remember to wear your mask, wash your hands, cough in tissue, not your elbow, because then you're going to hug someone and that sneeze and that mucus is now in your elbow as you hug someone, for those of you who are huggers. And just be as clean as you can be. Take your shoes off at the front door. Spray them down with whatever you spray, because you don't want to track it through your house. Okay, when you pick your child up, make sure he or she is blowing their nose to get all of those germs from running around in school all day out of their nose, get that mucus out of their nose, and give them a fresh breathing start coming into the car and or the home. All right, those are my tidbits for the day. We thank you for tuning in. It is your girl, Victoria and Russell Walton, on IITG Season Sister Speak. Be blessed, be whole. Until next week, Warren, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Vicki.
Yes, hold on, Warren.